It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 760. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and also facebook.com/miketechshow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website on the left-hand side, and that'll take you to instanthousecall.com. Don't forget to use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. This show is also brought to you by MagnusBox for secure, reliable, single source for all of your cloud backups for your clients. The software works. They have a version for Windows, Windows Server, Linux, Mac. This is your one-stop shop for all of your backups. You will absolutely love it. This is, if you mention that you heard it on the Mike Tech Show when you sign up, your first 3 months, your platform fee will be half price. MagnusBox, always innovating, always adding features, great customer service. It's what you need. Go check them out for a demo. And I'm not letting the cat out of the bag. Mike, the founder and owner, did a vlog today where he mentioned they are working hard on the Synology app that will be native to the Synology for backing it up. I can't wait. I have a ton of clients. As a matter of fact, I had a great talk. He mentions this in the vlog last night, and I look forward to rolling that out. Let's give them a few weeks to do the final touches. Right now, they can do it using SSH, and they just made a deal where they can remote in using software that they can then connect and they can install it. But we want to see a native Synology interface and app for that. And I'm so glad they are moving forward and innovating with their backup solution. Go to MagnusBox.com. You won't regret it. You'll love it. I have lots to talk about tonight. I finally finished watching The Social Dilemma, the movie on Netflix that talks about social media and all the bad things that they're doing. You need to look at it. Take everything with a grain of salt. You got different big people that left there and they're talking about it. So Facebook, Google. I'm going to talk about the social dilemma, but here's what that's driving. The top five private search engines, I'm going to review them. I'm actually going to talk about an article and link the article that intelligently reviews all of these search engines. And then how to make your own search form. Got a website for that. And then a special surprise at the end. We're going to play two songs from Liz Longley, who, because of Mike Cooley in the chat, she produced a beautiful birthday message to me as I celebrate my 60th birthday this week. And I will play that in the video. You'll have the audio in the audio feed. And then I have another song. So that's how we'll wrap up. The next show will be December 3rd because next week is Thanksgiving. I may make an attempt. So follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Follow me on social media, of course, after we bashed them in the show a little bit tonight. You will, if I can get and do a show, I will try, but don't count on it. And I'll be back same time, same channel on December 3rd, Thursday night. So let's begin with the first link will be the movie link for The Social Dilemma. And if you have Netflix, please add it to your watch list and follow it through to the end and then make your decisions on how you're going to adjust or if you're going to adjust how you approach social media. According to the Wikipedia, I needed a good summary, and I'm not a good movie reviewer. I don't articulate it enough, but I think this does. It was released in 2020, and it's a docudrama, and its film was directed by Jeff Orlowski, and it was written by him, Davis Combe, and Vicky Curtis. It explores the rise of social media and the damage it has caused to society, focusing on its exploitation of its users for financial gains through surveillance capitalism. It's an interesting word. And data mining. How its design is meant to nurture an addiction. Its use in politics. We know this over the last 4 years. Its effect on mental health, including the mental health of adolescents and the rising teen suicide rates, and its role in spreading conspiracy theories like Pizzagate and aiding groups such as Flat Earthers. If you are a Flat Earther, so you believe that the Earth is flat, just turn the knob now, okay? Because you're not going to like this. Let's see. The film features interviews with many individuals who give firsthand experiences of working in and around the tech industry. Interviewees state that the existence of social media platforms and big tech has been instrumental in providing positive change for society. However, some decisions and paradigms have caused consequences that are problematic. Throughout the documentary, many former employees, executives, and other professionals from top tech, social media, and research backgrounds give their input on the problems that can be found on a variety of online platforms. These interviews are cut together with dramatization. I didn't like the dramatization. I like the interviews, which tell the story of a teenager's social media addiction interlaced with a representation of how a social media algorithm powered by artificial intelligence may work. That is very interesting. And what you want to do, take it as it is. Look at the movie. Look at everything that's being said. And then form your own conclusions and how you use social media and decide whether you're going to adjust. Here's where I came away, which is leading to this show. I want to wean myself away from Google. That's my objective. Can I exist without Google as a search engine? So we already know, and I've talked about DuckDuckGo, but I haven't pulled the trigger and made it truly my default search engine. I now am doing that. So, but I also want to introduce other private search engines that exist. And this came about because there is someone who's interviewed who uses Quant. And it made me want to look at that. You know, does it have the depth and breadth of results of Google? Maybe, maybe not. But what if you had all of them and you could combine them all And that's how we're going to close the show. A way that you could build your own search form, control your own destiny a little bit with the searching, and build the private search engines that you want to use. So let's begin with a website that I came across is Security Trails and their blog. And this led me, I think the blog is excellent, and it led me to an author who's a big contributor of the blog, and her name is Sarah Jellin. And she offers a conclusion and reviews her top five private search engines. And what led me here is her first one is DuckDuckGo, and her fifth was Quant. So now it led me, what's in the middle? Because I've never heard of some of these. So that's what I want you to be exposed to. I want to open your mind, get you to think outside the box. And if this is something you want to try and maybe pull back on your social media footprint and what Google knows about you and manipulate you, well, maybe you want to do something like this or give it a try. So that's what I'm going to start. And in the chat before we started the show tonight, I was resistant to use Facebook. I didn't want to be out there. But then I'm like, wow, I have my Mike Tech Show. Wait a second here. This is social media. What I'm doing here. I have to be part of that to advertise and to talk and to post. And, you know, my family's on there. And this is how I see pictures of my grandkids. That's what pulled my wife in. Now, my wife was very anti-technology. And years ago, when her daughter-in-law starts posting, our daughter-in-law starts posting pictures, and that's where you get to see your grandkids, well, you're going to embrace it. She was one of the last people to have a smartphone. Now, I look at my wife, and I have trouble engaging in a conversation when we're together because her face is glued onto the phone. Now, I got to admit, I spend time, but never that kind of time. There is an addiction. And one of the things I had to do was try to balance this. And sure, I'm addicted. I'm out there on Facebook. I have to be because it's part of my marketing for the Mike Tech Show. It's I announce where I'm when I'm going to be doing a show or, hey, I'm going to be doing a Tech Vets, you know, at XYZ day and time. It's the only thing, if you follow me on Twitter, if you follow me, you follow the Mike Tech Show, you are only going to get when I'm going live and when it's posted, when I'm done editing the show and post it up. It's strictly marketing for the Mike Tech Show. Now, there's a lot of family stuff on Facebook side, and I've mixed my public profile with the Mike Tech Show, and I've mixed it with personal, and I haven't separated that. And that's something I need to work on and separate the two and have a true Mike Tech Show and have more of a private Mike Smith. And I haven't done that on Facebook. And that, it's hard to separate the two because I always, this is like the Mike Smith reality show, what I'm doing right now. I always say that. A lot of time it's therapy. So I love it and I enjoy it, as you know, for over 15 years. So getting back to this, I found this blog, and that's what I'm going to concentrate on right now. And all of the links for tonight are going to be the main blog page and then the actual entry for private search engines. So what is a private search engine? There's many different engines out there, and that offer different incentives. So it's important to find the one that suits your own needs. You'll want to find the right balance of maintaining your privacy while getting the best search experiences possible along with the appropriate search results. So this is a list that Sarah compiled. The first one we all know, DuckDuckGo. And it's the best known private search engine out there. Maybe because of its catchy name, but they were the first to really go for it. As a matter of fact, I met the developers because they are from the Philadelphia area. They're from the Philadelphia suburbs. And I met them at a PC group meeting, that a user group meeting called PAX, the Philadelphia Area Computer Society. And they talked about DuckDuckGo. It's how I learned about them. And then I think I came back here the next week and talked about it. So anyway, I think that should be, if you haven't used DuckDuckGo, that should absolutely be the first one to check out and start using. Now, here's one I have never seen or heard of. It's called SeerX. It's a meta search engine that pulls results from popular search engines as well as 70 others and combines them. They're dedicated to user privacy. So IP addresses and other information are not shared with the search engine from where it pulls the results. Instead, Google and the like receive your search phrase as an anonymous request. In addition, cookies are not set by default, and you can also download it as a Firefox extension. So take a look at that. Swiss Cows. If you're looking for 100% anonymity, look no further. This is a Switzerland-based private search engine. It's also one of the more popular ones. There are no tracking profiles, no user identifiers, no data collection of any kind, and no ads. When using this private search engine, neither is your IP address stored nor your online behavior tracked. In fact, the only information Swiss Cows does store is the number of daily search requests. Okay? So I would give them a strong, but you're probably not going to get the all of the results of a meta search like a CRX. You're going to get probably less because they're doing their own polls. And are they as big as Google and Bing and Yahoo? Don't know. You're going to have to, you know, mileage is going to vary. So you have to give it, you definitely should give it a shot. Metagear. Never heard of this one. It first became popular in Germany where it originated, but has since won users all over the world. It queries around 50 other search engines, but it does have its own crawlers, just as CRX. It sends anonymous requests to them to ensure user privacy. Another similarity with CRX is that it's also open source, so you're able to make modifications. Notable sources Metagear queries are Bing, Yahoo, Yandex, and with Bing appearing to be the primary source. This is good info because it'll tell you how these private search engines go about crawling, go about getting their results for you and then presenting them back. So the last one of the five is Quant from France. Private search engine that claims to never collect any of your data or search history. Here as well, your search query is dissociated from your IP address. And being based in Europe, its data privacy requirements are more strict than those in the US. Quant is a meta search engine that offers direct research with many websites, its primary source being Bing. That's interesting. We've got a couple here that's primarily Bing. It has an aesthetically pleasing interface, and you can set preferences to customize your homepage. It features Quant Maps and a junior version for children aged 6 to 13. Like the others, the private search engine is free, but it does offer a paid version requiring you to sign up with your name and email address. Well, there goes that. I'm not going to do that, to show you customized results. But don't let that discourage you from trying Quint, she continues. They do collect search queries, but they can't be verified as identifiers. With the paid version, as they are affiliated with eBay and TripAdvisor, you might get these sites as first results. There are extensions for both Firefox and Chrome, as well as apps for Android and iOS. Quant is a solid private search engine, and it's worth a try. That's something I didn't mention, and I'm glad I read that here. You, depending on what ecosystem you're in for your phone, just weaning yourself from Windows or your Mac, you gotta go the whole way. And if you're on iOS, you got to make sure you can have the search engine set as default instead of Google, and on your Android. So make sure, you know, if you have a Chromebook, if you have whatever computers you have, see, a Chromebook, it's Google. That's it. You know, that's all you got. So take a look. Consider all of these. Test them out. Do searches like you did on Google and do the same search now on CRX or DuckDuckGo or Quant, and then take a look and compare the results. See what you're getting. I think it's worth the effort to try to stop just giving everything over to Google so they know every single thing about us. Something that frustrates my wife is I mention something. Now, she does not like the Talking Heads or David Byrne. But when I'm discussing David Byrne, for the next few hours on her Android, she will get things about David Byrne. So her phone's listening to the discussions and then yielding to the results. Now, me with cookies, when I buy something from Amazon, or really I'm searching, and let's say I buy it. You know what's frustrating? Seeing an ad for the item I bought. I already bought it. I'm not going to buy it again. That's a waste of their advertising dollars. If they know I went to Amazon and bought it because of the cookies, why present that to me in Facebook? There's a disconnect. You know, I don't understand that. Anyway, I just think it's funny. Every time I buy something or every time I look for something, there it is, right in front of me. Or maybe they can't see that I bought it and they only know that I searched it, so they're going to serve it up. And it's Amazon paying for that. All right. I'm going to read her conclusion here. While it may once have been unthinkable for Google to lose its power on the search engine market, the concept of cybersecurity culture and people's perception of and concern with their privacy and has noticeably shifted. More and more users are turning to private search engines to maintain peace of mind and to worry less about who is tracking them and the information that may otherwise be stored, waiting to be exposed in a data breach. That's the big takeaway here, which is it's not so much let's say we trust Google and we trust that they're not going to do anything bad with our information. What about when they're hacked? What about their data breaches? What about anything you're doing or going to on the internet and there's a data breach? There's data breaches every day on places that have all of that information. That's now the bad people, the bad actors have your information, and now they're going to start doing bad things. You want to control your social media footprint. They got us addicted. Okay. Now it's time to, I think, try to roll back just how much we're just giving everything over to them. So that's what the point and the message for this show that I'm trying to get through. And hopefully, you know, maybe something's ringing with you that I'm saying here and you're like, okay, Mike's right. Let me give this a try. Hey, it doesn't hurt to try. And the less that we can give them of all of our personal information, the better it is. So now, celebrated my 60th birthday on, Tuesday of this week. But we really celebrated it on Sunday because my wife's birthday is the 9th. Mine's the 17th. My son Tyler is the 21st, which we're not celebrating to December 5th. In my house, there's too many November birthdays to just get together and try to celebrate each one. So we bundle and combine. So we combine my wife and my birthday on Sunday. So it's been like a birthday week. And today I shared an incredible personal birthday message from my favorite songwriter and artist, Liz Longley, who I've played her songs for years and years on the Mike Tech Show here. And I'm now going to share with you a great message. If you don't follow me on Facebook or if you didn't get a chance, I posted a link to this. And this is all due to our moderator, Mike Cooley, Taz Cools, in the chat, who arranged for this. Mike, thank you so much. I appreciate it so very much. So here you go. And then I have another song that I am going to play.
Hey, Mike. Happy 60th birthday. Liz Longley here. It's been so long since I've seen you. I hope you're doing well. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And your friend Taz reached out to me and was telling me how he loves to see his friends happy. So he sent me, and I'm so honored to be a little part of your day. So thanks for doing what you do. Thanks for playing the music on your podcast. That means the world to me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mike. Happy birthday to you. Don't stop. I like where this is going. You've got a way of coming over me like rain. June. Tongue tied, your body warm to the touch, and you're terrified. Well, that makes two of us now, just the two of us now. Well, have you ever felt so alive as I feel with you tonight? So deep in your arms. And have you ever had a love so real that through your veins you could almost feel a rush of blood to your heart? With one kiss you cover every of my skin in pure bliss, and all the sound of you aching for more. So hold me steady as you unfold me and unleash a desire that will never die. So alive as I feel with you tonight, so deep in your arms. And have you ever had a love so real that through your veins you could almost feel a rush of shadows dancing on the wall, your pulse racing like the thunder as we surrender to it all. Have you ever felt so alive as I feel with you tonight? So deep in your arms. And have you ever had a love so real? My love.
That was awesome. And now we can't just end with one. And then I'm playing another song, but Liz also recorded something else for me. And I will be back after this next song.
Hey, this is singer-songwriter Liz Longley, and you're listening to Mike Smith, host of the Mike Tech Show at MikeNation.net.
That was Liz. So we had a double shot. We had Rush, which is my favorite song. And then Rescue My Heart, which actually, I forget the series, but they picked up that song in an episode on ABC. And I forget what the show was. And that's where Rescue My Heart that she sang. And just all of her collections of CDs, they're wonderful. Go to LizLongley.com. And thank you, Liz. Thank you, Mike, for that birthday present. I loved it. Thank you. Best way to support this show, to support Carrie Holzman and myself, to support his YouTube videos, Tech Vets, and the Mike Tech Show, use our shared Amazon link. We split the commissions. Your price stays the same. So before you add something in your cart for Amazon, click on the link, then go add those items to your cart. We so appreciate you supporting our shows and showing your support it's a small piece, but it adds up and it makes a big difference to Carrie and I. And we really appreciate that. Instant House Call, go to instanthousecall.com. Can't live without it. My son and I, we use that every single day, multiple times. I used it for 3 clients this morning before it even turned 9 a.m. today to help really quick 3 problems with 3 clients. Magnus Box, the best online backup that you can have. Check them out, magnusbox.com. And of course, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. There's nothing better than that for transferring any information you need to do from one file to another. So next show will be December 3rd. I want everybody to have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Please take all the precautions that you can. I want you to stay safe. I want you to be able to come back here and continue listening to the show. I want to continue doing them. Let's protect each other. Wear a mask. Thank you. That's all I can ask. The next show, I have so many things to talk about. I'm going to get on my soapbox and really let Evernote have it. You know, and just right between the eyes, Evernote for their last version. You know, they really messed with me. And I got so many other things and so many stories from the trenches and a stack of email building. So I'll see you back here after the holiday. Everybody, have a great 2 weeks. Thank you, and bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.